It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
In his later years, James Brown once called Life Alert to say, "I've fallen and I can't get down."
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Thanks again to everybody that came out to Bungalow Billiards.
Yes, thank you.
Friday night, we were jam-packed. We had a great time. The management out there, all the bartenders, the staff, everybody except for Matt Goldstein deserves a big, big thank you. We had a terrific time. We had a great time at that party.
Great party there, Mike. Party.
And we're going to do more of them, so you just stay tuned to this station. Later on, we're going to be giving away Madden 09 to you.
Wow.
If you can answer a question about the show.
Is it complicated?
No, it could not possibly be any simpler.
Well, it's a pretty simple show, really.
And I will be angered if the person does not answer it correctly.
Don't you mean to say you're going to be angered when someone does not answer it correctly?
I think that I think this question is so easy that I will not be angered. I think we will get someone who has listened to the entire show and someone who is savvy and someone, what am I saying? I can't BS myself.
What are you doing?
Beth Ann rolls
in. You're a lousy liar.
Beth Ann rolls into me during the break and she says, "Hey, Mike. BDK. Oh, do we have that tape of Beth Ann that we're going to play and they're going to put it in the machine tomorrow?
Yes, it goes like this, Mike.
I agree with everything you just said, Mike.
That's Marlena Dietrich McBride. That's Greta Garbo McBride. Can I hear it again, please? Thank you.
I agree with everything you just said, Mike.
I think it's time that someone...
The meat is rare, Mike.
Can she respond to me when I do this?
Sure. All right. Yeah.
I think it's time that we put that dog down, Beth Ann.
I agree with everything you just said, Mike.
Yeah, I sure think so.
She sounds hypnotized again, doesn't she?
Exactly. I don't think you should be working on Sundays. I think that's you're going to just burn yourself to a crisp, and I think you should be delegating to all these minions of interns that you have other jobs so you are not so overworked, Beth Ann.
I agree with everything you just said, Mike.
That's delightful. I like that. So Beth Ann rolls in and says, after we talked to Carrie Strug, would you like to take another international call from Los Angeles?
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
Because BDK
is another American hero.
is live in Los Angeles.
Gold medalist, Kevin.
And I was going to say no. And then I look across at Rob. And Rob has an expression on his face that is so filled with total disgust that I had to say yes.
I can't believe you even considered it.
Let's go live to Los Angeles. Rob, I would like you to take point on this interview, if you don't mind.
If I must.
Let's go to BDK in Los Angeles. Hey, BDK, how are you?
Hey, guys. Hey, Rob. I know you hate me a lot, man, but I have to tell you, at the Party of the Eights on Friday night, that joke you told with the hand clapping was one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my entire life.
See, now he's being nice.
How did you get to Los Angeles, Kevin?
Paramount flew me out here for the Tropic Thunder premiere.
No. I don't care about that. You went by plane?
Yeah, by plane.
Yeah, how was that?
It was very good.
Did it go very high in the sky, Kevin?
It did, Rob. Rob, you know what? I really do like you a lot.
I know, and you know what? There's things about you that I find less bothersome than many other people.
But I would just admit, though, you did steal the light that night. You were very funny with those jokes.
That's all very right. Sweet of you to say. So you're in Los Angeles. Imagine.
He's going to take the whole thing. I don't even have to talk.
So what? You're on the red carpet now? What stars can you see?
I'm leaving for the red carpet in about an hour.
Where are you now? In the Brown Derby?
Yeah,
are you having lunch with William Holden?
Are you having a Cobb salad?
Ventura Boulevard?
No, where are you now?
At Sunset Boulevard right now.
I see. But where on Sunset? Are you in the middle of the street?
Actually, I am walking in the middle street right now.
Okay. Find me a Hollywood star.
Find a star right now.
I'll be able to find like 10 of them tonight. I mean, Ben
okay.
Stiller.
Hold on a second. Are you walking the Hollywood Boulevard with the stars?
No. I'm right next to Sunset Boulevard.
Oh, you're next to Sunset Boulevard. All right, find me a hooker. And I want a transsexual hooker.
Every time he approaches a hooker, Mike, they run away screaming.
So we're calling you what to just check in on your live thing from Los Angeles.
Yeah, I'm gonna be on the red carpet.
All right, anyway, we know what you're gonna be doing.
Mostly, you're very excited that you're in Los Angeles and you wanted everyone to know about it. Hey Kevin, next time email.
Are you gonna be really hobnobbing with stars tonight, BDK?
Donnie Jr., Ben Stiller, Jack Black, Jodie Foster, they'll all be there on the red carpet tonight. And it's for Tropic Thunder. It comes out on Wednesday. Have you guys seen the trailers for it yet?
Yeah, no. Ask Jodie Foster to show you her chest hair.
Hold on, BDK, I'm asking a question here. Do you have a microphone? Are you going to be interviewing the luminaries?
Yeah, I think Paramount has like a mini DV set up to record the whole thing.
All right, I have a request, okay? I want you to say to Robert Downey Jr., this is Robert Downey Jr., and we should have a new slug line. You know, I don't want to steal I Never Listen.
Right.
Because that was the Don and Mike
That's
show, and
true.
That was a great
That's
thing
true.
That I'm not going to steal from that show. All right. Let me see. My name is Robert Downey Jr., and I don't dislike the Mike O'Mara show.
All right, I will try to get that done.
All right. Remember, now, what did I ask you to do?
Yeah, you want Robert Downey Jr. to say, my name is Robert Downey Jr., and I do not dislike the Mike O'Mara show.
Very good. And if I think of something better, I'll pass it along to you, but I'm doing it on the fly right now.
How about this? Find me Jodie Foster.
And I will
have
try
her
to get
say,
her chest hair.
I am Jodie Foster. And the celebrity I most resemble is Jodie Foster.
Did you fly out with a listener, Kevin?
Yeah, I flew out with a listener and a guest.
How painful was that for the listener and guest?
It wasn't bad at all. It was a 5-hour plane ride, and they liked me. They liked me.
Where did you imbibe?
Did I what?
Yeah. Thanks so much.
Where do you have them tied up?
They are in the hotel room right now.
Oh, so you're in a hotel. How's your hotel room? Is it very clean?
It's very clean, very nice, like a suite.
I'm going to try again. Did you imbibe on the flight?
I did not.
You didn't have a drink the whole way out from D.C. to L.A.?
No, I was reading scripts, drinking some orange juice.
You were reading scripts?
Yes.
What do you mean you were reading scripts? What, like you're an actor?
No. The scripts, that's his prescription bottles.
It's his
about time. Things go off, Rob. Thank
his
you very
Ritalin.
Much for that.
What do you mean you were reading scripts? What the hell are you talking about?
I read, like, Quentin Tarantino's new script is out. I'm reading Quentin Tarantino's new script right now.
Are you trying to be a real movie reviewer?
Yes.
How's that working?
It's working out very well.
Excellent. Hey, what I heard on the Junkies, like, a reference to it on the replay over the weekend. What was your take on Hell Ride?
Yeah.
Hell Ride. It was so bad. I know, Mike, I know you're a big bike guy. It wasn't good at all. The guy copied off Quentin Tarantino way too much. And, you know, Michael Madsen did a great job, but it was just a terrible, terrible film overall.
But Quentin Tarantino is one of the producers of it, right?
That's the big problem, though. I mean, Tarantino's an executive producer, but the guy still doesn't have a style of his own. He just copied off Quentin Tarantino the entire time. When you're a producer, that doesn't mean you're involved in the actual production of the movie. You're just giving money to you know, fund the film, you know?
Wow, thanks for the explanation.
All right, so now I understand. So you really didn't like the movie?
Hated it. But, I mean, Pineapple Express is very good, and also Man on Wire, the documentary about the World Trade Center guy who tight-roped across them. That was very cool.
And how did you enjoy
it? Across, Mike.
And how did you enjoy your Friday night?
It was very good. I had a really good time. I got really drunk. I had like 10 beers. Me and Bo were just drinking like crazy.
Yeah, Bo's a fun guy to hang out with.
I want to party with you guys. Have a safe trip out there, BDK, and we'll see you when you get back.
Thank you, Mike, and the show sounds great, man.
Thank you.
You know you have to bring the listener back alive.
Yes, bring the listener back alive.
I love you, guys.
There
you
go.
Okay, hang up quickly.
Thank you. And now another call. This is somebody else who's traveling.
Is it another American hero,
so
Mike?
So many.
This is Greg from Southern Maryland. Greg, you're calling to tell us you're going to a concert?
Yes, sir, we are. We're going to see REO Speedwagon, believe it or not.
Oh, you know what's great about that? They don't tour that often.
Southern Maryland Bluegrass Stadium, brand new minor league team.
Wow. Who are they opening for?
Opening for themselves. It's a concert tonight here, babe. We're going to go in here and rock and roll and get the retro thing going, babe.
Is there really a Southern Maryland Bluegrass Stadium?
Yes, there is. And on that note.
On that note. Hey, I have a question about the minor league baseball team down there.
Yes, sir.
Is it A ball or double A ball?
Double A.
Double A ball? And
yes, sir.
Is this like Salisbury? Is that what we're talking about?
It's similar, but yes, sir. Very, very much so.
You don't need to call me sir. It's not necessary. So you are so excited about REO Speedwagon that you had to call us?
Yes, sir. Don't you love REO?
I'm not exactly a lifetime, you know, ticket holder.
I'm more curious.
Okay.
The very first radio program, actually radio promo I did on WAVA was an REO Speedwagon weekend.
Well, sure.
I'll never forget that. I auditioned, and they actually took my audition and used it that weekend on the radio. I was very excited about that.
So what they did is they tricked you into auditioning, and they got free production from
you. Yeah, well, you know, it's always been cheap. That's it. Well, have fun at the show, Greg. We look forward to hearing your report. Just like BDK in Los Angeles.
Make sure you call during the concert, during the Jim Rome show.
We've opened up the audio vault,
yes,
Mr. Spiewak. What do we have?
One of my favorite moments today was, do you remember Vice President Dan Quayle?
Yes. Oh, do I remember
Potato.
It.
Yeah,
my
he was
God.
A wonderful candidate, and he did a lot for our country.
Oh, I saw this. You're talking about he's got a little phlegm, right?
Yeah, but also, I just like the first thing he said. You know, even if you're a total moron going on television, mm-hmm. your first comment, you can practice that. You should okay. be able to get that right.
An opening remark
exactly.
in your head.
This
yeah.
is Dan Quayle on morning television speaking about the Olympics.
But Mr. Vice President, good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt. Great job over there. It's coming in well.
That's it. Stop it. That's don't need,
need
to go any further.
That's all you need.
I want to hear it again, Robin. We don't need to play the whole thing. That's all I want. That's almost isolatable.
Uh-huh.
All right,
Mr.
this is
Vice President, good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt. Great job over there. It's coming in well.
I didn't even pick up on it. That's like, okay, great job, man. I got the rabbit ears up with the foil. And I got
all
little,
the way in from China.
My black and white one more time on this.
Sir.
That is too good. He's still an idiot.
And stay with it just for a second because okay. I think it throws Matt a little bit.
All
so
right.
let's give it another couple seconds.
But Mr. Vice President, good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt. Great job over there. It's coming in well.
Thank you very much. It's an exciting place to be. Let me ask about this guy.
Okay.
Oh, Dan Quayle. That is too good. All right. What about here? We got Matthew McConaughey on Placenta.
Yeah, we covered that story already.
Okay.
If you want to hear him talk
no,
a little
I
bit.
No, I don't want to hear him.
What I like is when you really want the big answers from who could be our next First Lady, Michelle Obama.
Yes. Okay.
Let her be interviewed by Paula Deen.
Oh, my God. You Perfect. Mean like Food Network Paula Deen?
Yeah, Big Fat Cow.
All right.
Dip it in butter and pork Paula Deen.
I have a few nicknames. What? Pumpski. That's the first time I've told that. He's yeah. going to die.
Pumpski! If I ever get to meet him, I can call him Pumpski.
Well,
was this
really
recorded in somebody's bathtub?
I have
Paula's,
no idea.
Paula's bathtub. Where,
is that her little like show she does down at a restaurant in Savannah?
Yeah, and what was revealed there is that Michelle Obama calls Barack Pumpski.
That sounds a little dirty right
yes,
there.
Yes, it does, right? doesn't
Come
it?
Come on over, Pumpski.
Yeah.
All right, what else do we got?
Our
here?
President is, of course, in Beijing.
Yes, he is. Well, now he was. He came back
he's
today.
He's back now, yeah.
That's what they want you to think, Mike. He's still there. And actually, the president is not in, he's not in Beijing. He's with Kevin in Los Angeles.
Yes.
But here he is on meeting the basketball team.
Right. Well, first of all, obviously, these are great stars. And their response was, thanks for coming. We are really, really honored to represent America. And I was impressed by him. And, of course, they go out and put on a great performance.
He's wonderful, isn't he?
I could listen to him all day. Hey, the Isaac Hayes song montage, is that something you wanted in the audio vault or you just wanted to have
you know,
it on
I
the
like
side?
Having it. And we can roll it. It's he's so much good music. And you tend to forget, you think of the song Shaft, and that's about
right.
it.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of great songs in here. And, again, we were talking about early. We kind of expected him to go, but still way too soon. And mm-hmm. Bernie Mac, the same thing.
Yeah, Bernie Mac completely out of left field. I had no idea that was going to happen. But, you know, just if you turn that up a little bit, that's really, when it comes to a movie soundtrack, that's awesome. That's Isaac Hayes. And we also have a Bernie Mac montage as well, which is 49 seconds. Oh, I like this.
Good sound.
A little tribute to Isaac Hayes. Remember that one?
Good song.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. Great production value. Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't stop for a minute.
I'm guilty. And an amazing... You know, one thing that a lot of kids now don't remember is how great album covers used to be.
Right.
Because, you know, when now you get a CD, it's 5 inches square, but it used to be a picture. And I'll always remember the album cover to Hot Buttered Soul.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. The sexiest album cover, yeah. I think, in the history of music.
He
All
was.
Right, Rob, let's go right down from that into the Bernie Mac montage.
He was okay. Soul.
Yeah, he was.
Now, you know, people will, you know, talk about how great Bernie Mac was. My favorite Bernie Mac was really the Ocean's 13, Ocean's
yep.
11. Those movies, I love him in those movies. And there are a lot of people that are just passionate fans of the Bernie Mac show.
Funny, gentle, and you get the impression he was a genuinely nice guy.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
Maybe the only entertainer that I was okay with referring to themselves in the third person.
Right.
Yeah. He was good at
yeah.
it.
Don't laugh. Bernie Mac don't care. because I'm a sucker for Christmas. Always have been. Christmas make me feel warm and cheerful. I mean, grateful for the blessings I receive. And I got a lot to be grateful for. America, Bernie Mac has been blessed.
I came in the house the other day, man, at 1:30 in the morning. The two-year-old gonna send the guy downstairs for some milk and cookies. I'm going upstairs, he coming down. He gonna walk past me like I'm a visitor. I said, where you going? He said, to get some milk and cookies. He said it so funny, I wanted to hear it again. I said, get some what? He said, some milk and cookies.
Look here, get him out of here. I go smooth things over with Chepeska. Tell him food poisoning or something.
What do you mean, get him out of here?
I'll take him to the mall. We'll go window shopping. They ask me to buy him something. I'll say no like any other day. Then I go back and I buy it.
He's so cute. I have never seen you like this before.
No, baby, it's our first Christmas with the kids, and I want it to be special. You know, like Big Mom used to make it for me.
Bernie Mac, that's so sweet.
Neat guy. And before we close the vault, we've already talked a lot about John Edwards, but this was my favorite clip, I think, from it was Nightline, right?
Yeah, Nightline's where he did the big confessional.
John Edwards on Nightline last Friday night.
How long did it last, and when exactly did it end?
Well, here's how I f-ing feel about this, Bob. I think that my f-ing family is f-ing entitled to every f-ing detail.
I forgot.
They've been f-ing told every f-ing detail. Elizabeth f-ing knows absolutely every f-ing thing. I f-ing think that's f-ing where it f-ing stops in terms of the f-ing public, because I f-ing think everything else is within my f-ing family, and those f-ing privacy boundaries ought to be respected.
See what the pressure...
I never get tired of that gag, I swear to God.
The pressure has done to him.
Oh, all right, let's lock up
Shut
the audio
vault.
Thank you very much. Let's get our last segment of Buzz rolling here. Okay. Oh, that is... I swear to God, that's Joe Arger Productions, right?
He's a good boy.
Keep him coming there, Joe. That's the audio vault for today. Let's get our last look at what's happening in the world. Here he is, the controversy, the lightning rod. He's here. Buzz Burbank. Who is he going to defend? Who is he going to attack? You never know.
Attack.
Let's see what happens. Hello, Buzz.
I'm going to bring you sweetness and light for
Yay.
Starters.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Gas prices are down again today, and although we're talking about pennies and fractions of pennies, this is the 25th straight day of drops in gas prices.
It's better than the other way.
If you take care of pennies, the dollars will take care of themselves. Alan Linewan taught me that.
Watch the pennies to make the dollars.
That's right, Alan. Mm-hmm.
Gas prices, how not high can they go? The national average for regular hit a record high of $4.11 on July 16th, perhaps you recall. Now, since then, it's dropped 7% to $3.81. A gallon. In parts of Missouri, they're back
Yay!
To paying $3.57 a gallon in parts of Missouri.
All right. Good. Well, I better fell off.
They're giving it away.
I'm going to fell off.
Now, oil prices at the start of the day went up a little bit because investors were nervous about that whole Russian invasion of the former Soviet Republic state of Georgia. So oil is 30, but it's back down, by the way, an additional $4 a barrel mm-hmm. today. So now oil is still 30 bucks a barrel less than it was on that record-setting day of July 11th. But it looks like the door.
I'm upset.
Why is that?
Welcome home, Mr. President.
It's nice to be back here. I would have stayed a little longer. I was. I'm a victim of a practical joke.
A prank?
How do you mean?
A prank was pulled on me. I came over here. I was ready to mobilize the National Guard, send them down to Atlanta. Someone said the Russians had invaded Georgia.
I don't appreciate practical jokes of that nature.
I think it's completely out of line, and I just
didn't
like that. Sure. But how about that China game, huh?
Did you like the opening?
I sure did. Lots of bells.
Bells.
And balloon hats.
Here's bells, yeah.
About, mm-hmm.
Now, here's another silver lining. They're adding extra shifts at GM, Ford, and Toyota here in the U.S. to meet the demand for small cars. Ford and GM say we're on track to set a new record for small car sales in this country.
Oh, good. Okay.
And that they're now struggling to meet the demand.
This is happy news.
That is good.
Now, happy news.
Happy news. I agree, Mike.
Because of this imbalance of supply and demand, the price of a Toyota Prius is up by 20%.
Really?
Yeah. They weren't cheap to begin with.
Okay.
We make good money when we sell very high.
His wife got in on the ground floor,
That's the Prius thing. Buy low, sell high.
There you go.
That's
you probably put that on market and get some big money
if
for that.
If I wanted to let it go, I would.
Yes, sir.
Beijing.
Welcome to Beijing.
Try
the hot dogs. Thank you.
More of that.
I agree with everything you just said, Mike.
Thank you, Beth Ann. And more of that. Hey, I didn't congratulate the United States men's swimming team on that incredible freestyle relay. You know,
I have to admit, I'm looking at it. I'm getting a little into it. I really am.
You see, I disagree.
I do. I look on
it. I didn't like the showboating.
Yeah. It wasn't the French are the ones that came out and said they were going to smash us.
No,
the French said they were going to smash
for
us.
For one thing, he cut it a little close. If he's going to win, win big.
Oh, shut up.
Where's
and
the
also,
margin?
And also, yeah. There's no dignity in screaming and yelling.
That's right. I didn't. Okay, I'm not a big fan of the total body flex. But the I'm talking about
then
the
why do you do it
the,
every
the competition
day.
Itself was very good.
Was.
I love
very good.
That. It was very very good.
Rochambeau.
Yes, yeah, Rochambeau.
Now, I agree with everything you just said, Mike.
Thank you, Beth Ann.
Speaking of changing driving habits, police in Oregon report an alarming increase in the number of sunshine bottles they're finding along a stretch of I-84.
Oh, that's pee-pee.
That's right.
Containers, that's gross.
Usually plastic beverage bottles that have been filled with human urine and hurled out of a window of a car or truck.
I got sunshine in my bottle today.
The state's transportation department says it's picked up about 300 sunshine bottles along the Three Mile Hill area near Ontario, Oregon.
Hey, Joe Ottinger, where's my sunshine bottle?
And they dumped them all in 4 Mile Run in Arlington.
Joe Ottinger told me he likes my Dean Martin impression, so that's just for him.
We all
hey,
love
Joe,
it.
Let's go out in a field and just take our sunshine bottles with us, and then we got to go to the couch. That's for Joe. He's having a Joe Monday, but I
yes.
bet he's laughing now.
Yes,
yeah,
he is.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Hi, I'm Dean Martin with my friend Joe Ottinger. We're going out to the field with big old sunshine bottles.
Those two would be a good match.
That'd be
they?
A lot of fun. It sure would. Joe with his goofy haircut and T-shirt and Joe's rag shack and me with a tuxedo with a red carnation.
What he could do, he could make a tuxedo T-shirt for Dean.
That'd be a lot of fun. Then we'd go to the couch.
Now, police think the motive for all this bottle throwing is to save fuel by not stopping. They say they have also noticed that truckers are driving more slowly to save fuel.
Well, thank God for that.
Now, under Oregon law, improper disposal of human waste is a misdemeanor that carries a fine of up to $250.
Mm-hmm.
And because of rising heating fuel prices, a lot of Americans are getting wood. Reed's Firewood in Durham, Maine, says it can't keep up with the demand as people prepare for an expensive winter.
He's positively filthy, isn't he?
He is. I don't care for that double entendre.
Absolutely.
How's that?
Disgusts me.
So, the price of firewood is also up by as much as 50%.
50%?
That even seems high.
Oh, my God.
Even so, many...
That makes me want to go to the couch.
Many consider it a bargain compared to the heating oil. That's $2 a gallon more expensive this year.
Wow.
Another day... Another day, another guy arrested for threatening Obama.
Yeah, Mike.
Oh, boy, Rob.
The Secret Service has arrested a North Carolina accountant for allegedly threatening to kill the candidate. Jerry Blanchard reportedly told two people at a Waffle House he was going to buy a rifle with a laser sight and make sure Obama would never make it to the White House.
This is terrible. Jerry- this really is. And you're seeing a lot of this, and it's just, you know, it's that undercurrent that people don't like to talk about, and it's still,
oh,
we don't
even,
discuss this. This is, well, go ahead.
It's even under the undercurrent, because like the case that we brought you last week, Jerry's family says he has head injuries and alcohol problems.
You're an idiot.
Me. So he's now in jail awaiting his psychiatric exam.
Since when do they have a Waffle House in North Carolina?
Well, they have lots of Waffle Houses in North Carolina. Oh, okay, you're making a joke.
I agree with everything you just said, Mike.
Yes, Rob was making a joke. I missed it, and I didn't acknowledge it. Isn't that right, Alan Coulter?
Hi, I'm Alan Coulter, TV's Wolf Blitzer.
I don't even get that.
Where the meetings are, remember?
Oh, right. The meetings.
And is the Ku Klux Klan hoping Obama will win? White supremacist websites say his election would be a good wake-up call to white Americans that they've lost control of the country.
That's the way we feel.
Well, hey, elect him, okay? Let's let the chips fall. That's what I say.
We
go
talked
for
about it.
It
in the meetings.
Whatever gets it done.
A Florida paper reports that the Klan and other such groups expect a rise in membership because of this so-called awakening.
Rise in membership. More dues!
See you at the mixer.
Olympic fever and other pandemics when we continue.
All right, Buzz, thanks a lot. We'll come back. And, you know what? I almost forgot.
But you didn't forget.
I remember to turn it up loud. Yes.
There it is.
Right now, your chance to win a copy.
Before you can buy it.
Oh.
Of Madden 09. And right next to it, she puts / O'Mara. Madden 09, your chance to win a copy. Are you ready for some football? 7-Eleven is. Madden Meals, free playable demos of Madden NFL 09. Gridiron Ice Slurpees, cool collectible fourth cups with top Madden NFL 09 players, and a chance to go to the Super Bowl game on. Caller number 100 will be asked a very important question. 877-365-3636. Get on the line to get on the air, and you could win Madden if you listen to the entire show. We'll be right back with a winner right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.